The Ray Horner Morning Show, on demand on AkronNewsNow.com and streaming on WAKR.net.
With us in our studio right now, SAC Security President CEO Tim Dimoff. And Tim and his agency, along with Akron Investigations, really leading the charge here as far as the investigation into Taylor Robinson's. She's been missing since, Tim, May? Is that
May 4th.
May 4th is when she ended up becoming missing. We've talked to her mother, Carmela Robinson, a number of times here on this show, and she was gracious enough to come on into the studio this morning and visit with us, and we're going to talk to Carmela in a minute. But, Tim, it's been a couple weeks since we talked. Any latest information, any news you can translate to us?
Well, a couple things, Ray. We're real excited. Also in the studio here, I have Tom Fields from Accurate Investigations. Tom's a real savvy investigator in his firm and his team. We've joined forces this week. Instead of both of our teams out there hitting the streets and doing interviews and that, we've decided to come together and do this investigation together. So we're combining all of our intelligence, all of our people, and we've already made some significant progress because of our joint effort, and our goals basically are the same. Let's find Taylor Robinson. Let's find out where she's at, what happened, and who's behind it. And so that's the number one announcement that we wanted to make. Secondly, Tom Fields' company, Accurate, and mine, Sachs Consulting, we have both been able to rally some additional funds, $1,000 from each company's efforts. We now have doubled the reward for anybody that can help us find Taylor and help us find the people that are behind it. So now the reward has gone up to $4,000. And we're making progress on some really serious leads, Ray.
And we'll get into that. One of the lead investigators, senior investigator at SAC Security, is Robin Forker. And Robin, often when we talk about investigating, we think about going with a fine-tooth comb through rooms, through cars, and this type of thing. But the present-day investigation, I imagine there's a lot of social media and these other things going on. Talk about the investigation into this case.
Absolutely. We've got a lot of our investigation from some of the social media. We've been able to track down some of Taylor's friends, and I think getting to know some of her friends has really helped a lot, so we can get into the mind of Taylor, and we're able to see some certain patterns and specifics, what's going on, who she was around, and we're trying to put the pieces together just like a puzzle. So it all correlates together, and definitely social media has helped us with that, because when you can't find someone, when you can't find, people's information, you can always, go to social media for that.
Mm-hmm. Carmela, come on in here to the radio. Thanks for coming in this morning. I'm sure there's a lot of frustrations and emotions with you now. We're over 3 months since Taylor went missing. Leading up to that first week in May, Taylor emotionally, physically, mentally, how was she leading up to when she became missing the first week of May?
She was excited. She was in the process of purchasing a new car, so she was continuing to work. She was happy about getting her first check from her second job that she came up missing from, because it was something that she was able to use towards getting her new car. She was just, she had that new little puppy that, so she was really just as pleasant and easygoing. She just went about her day, just so normal.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because you and I talked, a few days or maybe a week after she went missing that evening. Did you drop her off at work? And if you did, I think I'm correct in that statement. What was her demeanor like that night you dropped her off? Could you tell that she was shaken or something on her mind?
No, we was all sitting around doing hair, and I dropped her off at work at 9:25, and she got out just as bubbly and said, I told her I loved her. She said, I love you. I said, I'll see you in the morning. And she was just like, okay. That's her little bubbly self. And she got out, went to the door, and that was the last I seen of her or heard of her.
I don't know how much Tim, that Carmella can translate with us. But I guess talk about you went back to pick her up, and then all of a sudden she's not there. And then all of a sudden this becomes a whirlwind of emotions for you and your family.
It's amazing. When you go back, all I expected to do was get up and pick her up.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm waiting there, and then the owner of someone comes out and says, she's not there. Your first mind is, what do you mean? I wanted to get up and go in and look for her, but I can't intrusively go into her home. So I'm just sitting there. Then I start to call Taylor's phone. Then I start to text Taylor's phone. And you have so much going on. Seeing how I know that that's not her, I panicked. And I called the police. I didn't know what else to do. I was on the phone with the police less than 45 minutes after they told me she wasn't in the home, because that's just not Taylor.
One thing we can say is the community has really come out in each in their own way trying to support. I know there's been rallies. I know there's been rewards out there. I know you have put posters all over the city of Akron trying to get to the bottom of this. Have you heard anything from friends, from family members that might be a hint to Tim and Tom here in their investigations?
I haven't heard anything. I don't know anymore from the day I dropped her off and she told me she loved me and we said goodbye till today. It's just like she vanished in the thin air and no one is saying anything to me at all. You hear rumors, but nothing significant that just leads me to this way or that way.
Tim, is that typical in a missing persons case like this that, as Carmella mentioned, just vanished into thin air?
Yeah, when you have a tragic situation like this, and seriously, we feel for the Carmella and her family and Jeff, her stepfather. You go, you expect to see your son or daughter, and they're gone, and you know it's not right, and you have that gut feeling, you know, something's not just bad.
Well, she knows her daughter.
Yeah, but bottom line is, a lot of family and friends and relatives and different people that had contact with her daughter have come forward to Carmella and have supported her, and they've also said, you know, I don't know if this means anything, and they've come to Tom here, and they've come to me and to our agencies, and Ray, we have gotten a tremendous amount of information, and I know from working with the police, they have gotten a lot of phone calls. What this comes down to is, this comes down to a bunch of small pieces of a puzzle sitting on a table, and somebody's got to put it together. Now, Tom and myself, our goal is to put all these pieces together, work with the police, and continue to pursue what happened. And I will tell you this, the week before she was missing, life was not real good as far as her emotional stability, and I'm talking about Taylor Robinson. The week before, the weeks before, the month before, there was some turmoil going on in her life, in some relationships, and there was some controversy going on, and there was some emotional ups and downs, and it led right up to the days before. And those are the leads that we're pursuing, and we're not letting go of them. And as I told Carmella, myself and Tom, we're like a dog on a bone. We're going to keep chewing on that bone and keep investigating, and we've made progress, and so has the police. But these cases, people are tight lip, and we need people to loosen up and say, hey, it's more important to talk about Taylor than it is about keeping a secret, because people on the street know what's going on. We have money, we have rewards, we have confidentiality from us to the police. There's no reason for the people out there to not to come forward. We know for a fact, Ray, several people know what happened.
Tom Fields, come on in here. Tom is with Akron Investigations, joining support with SAC Security Investigations. Tom, from your point of view, talk about this case. Talk about Taylor and what you see from your perspective as well. Tim has painted that you guys very good investigating in your own right. Talk about it.
Well, initially, I started out with a separate investigation. Was very happy to learn that Tim had donated his time also towards the effort. Since joining forces with Tim, obviously we've had extra sets of eyes and ears to hit the streets and really seek out these people that, as Tim said, have information, but No one's been able to glean it from them at this point. With the combination of our forces, we're going to be able to put many more persons on the street, many more investigators. I know a lot of people in the community. The community knows me. So in a lot of circumstances where individuals are reluctant to speak with the police, I'm going to fill in that gap. Tim and I are going to sit down, analyze the information as it comes in. As he said, we have a plethora of new information. We're still in the process of analyzing that. And sometime very, very soon, we're going to be turning that information over to the police. And hopefully we'll get the appropriate responses from them, and we'll be able to move this case forward, I'd imagine, within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Carmela, step back up in here. Tim mentioned a couple of moments ago that through their work, they found out that there was maybe some stuff going on with Taylor. As a mom, did you pick that stuff up?
No, you don't.
Yeah. I'm a father of four. I understand
what
you're
coming from.
You don't
know everything. You don't know all the things. And it seems that, I guess it's hard to accept bad things can happen to your child. That's not what you see happening to your child and for your child. So to learn about those things was overwhelming. It was shocking. It tugged at my heart because I couldn't imagine anybody wanting to do anything to hurt her because she's just not that type of person.
You knew right away, and Tim mentioned this, that this gut as a parent, because you know Taylor better than anybody, when you showed up for work the next morning and she wasn't there, that this isn't normal. And I remember you telling me on the air, responsible, couple of jobs, student, she always had her ducks in a row. I guess for my audience who missed our conversations in the past, I guess talk about Taylor, because you knew right away something was wrong.
I knew when she didn't call me back or text me back, something was wrong. I knew Taylor would never leave a client that she was responsible for. Taylor did early childhood development through school and high school. She worked at the church daycare 5 days a week. She was a responsible child. She had two jobs at 19, a college student. She had a puppy, a car, paid her own insurance. She was a responsible child. This is not a child who just ups and leaves anywhere. Not if she's responsible for someone. That's so I knew right then it was something was not right.
A little bit about this job. I've had some people say they don't quite understand. She was a caregiver for an individual. A little bit more about this job and why that end, as far as eyewitness and stuff, doesn't work.
She was a home health aide. She worked overnight. The parent of the child, who was an adult but mentally a child, went to work at night. So Taylor stayed with the child who was in the home so that she was not allowed to be alone all night. So that's what was Taylor's position. She took over when the mom left. So she would been there all night long, a couple of nights a week. And so that's what she did. She was a home health aide who had an overnight client.
Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. Taylor is a wonderful person. I mean, you're talking about a young lady, 19, going two jobs, worked up at Chapel Hill, worked on this home health care. As she said, had a car, had a responsibility, had a little puppy, was working hard, two jobs to help get through college, to get her degree so that she could help other people as a nurse or in the medical field in the future. So this is a young individual who had her head straight and was focused in the right direction. Now, as I said before, when I said that there were some relationship issues or some controversy going on in her life, I don't want people to think, you know, a criminal was going on. This is just a day-to-day young 19-year-old, just like any other teenager, young person. That we know that there were some, you know, issues, relationship disagreements going on, and she had actually been crying that week over some issues with, you know, personal people and that, but nothing criminal, nothing like that, but it was emotional. And those emotional things are usually can lead and can get out of hand, and that's the angle we're looking at, and we firmly believe that's what happened, because there's no other indications from anybody that we've interviewed that any other thing would be the cause. You have to figure out what happened, what caused it, and then put it together. And as you know, we went and we put a profile together on the crime scene. We put a profile together on who potentially did it, and that profile has helped narrow it down to just a couple people in our eyes, and with the police, which we can't reveal at this time. And that's why I say, with the combined effort between Tom's company and our company and Robin's help and everybody else, and Carmela's just been a super mom and a super help, and our hearts go out. And you know, this is all gratis work by all of our companies. And you know, Ray, this is our community, and we got to band together. Black, whites, it doesn't matter what your race is, doesn't matter what your age is, you know, and, you know, we're going to pursue this. This is something that needs to be done, and we need to say you can't get away with this in Akron, Ohio.
Tim Dimoff with us in studio. Tom Fields, Tom with Accurate Investigations. Tim, of course, President, CEO, SAC Security and Investigating Services. Robin Foraker with SAC. She's been the lead investigator. And Taylor Robinson's mother, Carmela Robinson, with us.
The Ray Horner Morning Show. On air weekdays 6 to 10 on 1590 WAKR. Streaming live on WAKR.net and AkronNewsNow.com. And on demand at AkronNewsNow.com.